USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Second Lady Karen Pence used her speech at the Republican National Convention to pay homage to the military.
I have been privileged to hear so many stories of selfless support, volunteer spirit, and great contributions to the armed forces and our communities.
Also speaking at the convention's third night was Kellyanne Conway, the outgoing counselor to President Trump.
President Trump and Vice President Pence have lifted Americans, provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results. I have seen firsthand many times the president comforting and encouraging a child who has lost a parent, a parent who has lost a child.
Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to speak from Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The Dow gained 83 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Hurricane Laura now has sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. The latest on the storm from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami calling the storm extremely dangerous as it moves in the direction of Texas and Louisiana. Many residents have fled to higher ground, but not Marilyn Sacchitola. She tells CBS News she's lived in the Galveston, Texas area for a number of years and is not leaving.
This one's is scarier. No one did. It's supposed to be stronger and, you know, still unpredictable. It's just scary to leave your stuff behind.
Several former employees of the Washington football team said there has been a culture of fear and abuse, along with incidents in which cheerleaders and female employees were exploited or mistreated. The allegations were published by the Washington Post. Team owner Dan Snyder called the story a hit job. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russian officials have responded to allegations that a critic of President Vladimir Putin was poisoned. The details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Kremlin said there is currently no need to start a criminal investigation into Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny after German physicians said they believe he was poisoned. German authorities said that Navalny, a harsh critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government, was likely poisoned when he became ill on a flight last week. He was flown from Russia to a hospital in Berlin on Saturday at the urging of his family and political team. German doctors are treating Navalny, who remains unconscious, with atropine. It's the same drug used after the 2018 nerve agent attack in Britain, where former Russian military officer Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia Skripal were poisoned. Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov, pushed back on the notion that Navalny was poisoned, rejecting calls for an investigation unless German doctors can determine the chemical that actually harmed him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Brenton Tarrant, the white supremacist who live-streamed gunning down 51 people at two mosques in New Zealand, was sentenced to life without parole. It was the worst atrocity in the country's modern history. For news on demand at any time, go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.